Kathleen Madigan got started working open mic nights back in the early 90s, and by 1996 had been voted funniest female stand-up comic at the American Comedy Awards. In her 25-year career, she has appeared on countless TV shows and specials, toured the world, and honed her golf game with her friend, fellow comedian Louis Black. She's currently touring in support of her new Netflix special called Bothering Jesus.
In a Catholic school, I was given a laundry list of people to contact before the nuns said, because otherwise I'm bothering Jesus. You are gonna call these people, Kathleen, before you bother Jesus. You could start with your guardian angel. He's got nothing to do 24 hours a day except tend to your needs.
You look so comfortable on stage, almost like you're somebody's favorite relative telling stories at a party.
Oh, well, that's a nice compliment. Thank you. After 28 years, you could better have it down, or it's too late now. Too late.
I understand that you started as a stand-up kind of by accident, right?
Yeah, I just walked into a bar that was having open mic night and started doing it and just kept doing it.
When you started out and you were, starting your career, who were the people you looked up to? Who were your guys?
It was mostly people just I was working with in the clubs at the time. I didn't really, pay attention to people on the Tonight Show or stuff. I didn't really watch all that. So it was just like I learned from everybody. Louis Black, Ron White, and even some of the people that maybe their stuff wasn't up my alley. I still learned stuff. So I just watched anybody that's over 60 was probably headlining the clubs back then.
You have done a couple of tours with the USO. Tell us what it's like performing over there for the guys.
It's really fun because they're so appreciative that you came and remembered that they were there, and it's just, you're so far away from home that I think they're just appreciative of anything that kind of seems like home.
How'd you get involved in that?
They had asked Louis Black to do it one time, and then he got me involved from there. But they reach out to comedians and musicians and athletes, go over and just, hang out with the troops and stuff. So they find everybody eventually, I think.
Did you have to wear a helmet?
Oh, yeah, we had to wear the whole thing, but when Louis put his on, the flak jacket and the helmet, and then I put mine on, I told him we can never join the Army because we look like we've already been attacked. I mean, we looked ridiculous because they didn't really have any women's smalls, and I'm only 5'1", and he just, with his glasses, and he didn't look like a soldier. He had brought his tour manager with him, Ben, who's 32 years old, 6'2", and 230, and Ben put the outfit on and looked like a sniper. It just didn't really suit us that well, so we'll just keep doing shows and hopefully never have to be involved.
Have you ever played around Pensacola before?
I'm all over Florida, and 90% of the time I have no idea where I am. I'm doing six cities in Florida in January, and somebody wrote, "Why no Tallahassee?" I'm like, I can't come door to door, okay? I'm going to as many cities as I can. I'm in your state six times in 2 weeks. You got to help me out here. Meet me halfway.
Well, you talked about the Netflix special. You do a lot of work with Netflix. How is it working for that organization?
They're great. They're young and they're smart and they're hands off pretty much. They don't really like to use the phone, which is fine with me. They're very millennial when it comes to that. And they just kind of let you do what you want to do and turn in your homework and they just put it up. So it's kind of like a library.
As someone who went to 12 years of Catholic school, I feel your pain when you do your Catholic material. It really hits home.
Oh, thank you. I've never received a complaint on my Catholic jokes, so I'll keep doing them.
As a comic, does Trump help, hurt, or just frighten you?
It helps if you do it right. I mean, I don't ever want to really take a side. I just like to point out the absurd on all the sides, and he certainly brought quite a bit to the table. It's almost overkill, though, because it's everywhere with him, 24 hours a day. But it's still better than, Al Gore was just boring. How long can you make fun of somebody being boring? There was just really nothing there. So, at least there's something there.
All right, most important question. Who has a better golf game, you or Louis?
I'd say mine's more consistent. Sometimes he can get a hold of a 5-iron that's better than I could ever hit it, but consistency, I'd always tell you to put your money on me.
If I asked him that question, would I get the same answer?
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
Well, Kathleen, I'm really looking forward to seeing you here in Pensacola. Thanks so much for talking this morning.
I can't wait. Okay, see you soon.
Kathleen Madigan will be appearing at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola on Thursday, January 26th. Bob Barrett, WWF News.